are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Actually, I should say, welcome to Next on Scene. It is our first episode as Next on Scene with Jay-Z. And we're so excited to have fabulous guests on the line from Providence, Rhode Island. Well, actually, all across Rhode Island. But we have a very exciting event coming up on October 22nd called Infusion, First and Foremost. And it is their second show. And we have the amazing team on the line. We have Artise, Martin, Sarah, hello, and Pearl. Hi, guys. How are you today?
How you doing? Good.
Hello.
Thanks so
Hi.
Much. Thanks so much for coming on. We're so excited to talk about your new amazing event coming up, and congrats on your second show. That's very exciting. So first, you know, Artise, you started this whole thing. So let's talk a little bit about how it all came together and what it is.
Well, I mean, originally it started as a conversation that we were having over drinks with Martin one night, and we were just sort of joking around how great it would be to take fashion, the idea of fashion resort, and meld it with the idea of, you know, doing resort-like performances. And, you know, we kind of joked about it, but then nothing really happened. And, you know, after, I don't know, maybe it was like a half a year, 8 months later, we kind of just, you know, dusted it off, said, you know what, let's do it.
Why not? Interesting. So this year's theme is carnival, which is really exciting. So how did the theme come about?
That's interesting. Every year we sort of determined that every year we'll do a new theme. Last year we did a soft and bachata fusion of different events that were revolved around that. And this year, the idea was, you know what, we really want to do something that was going to be a moving type runway, you know, where last year we did a traditional runway that was just sort of like a gunshot gangway where, you know, models walked down in straight line. And then we had performances, which was hosted in Rainbow Martin, on that runway. And this year it was more like, you know, what can we do to keep the crowd moving, you know, so that it's not just sort of like a fixed, stagnant type engagement, but more something that can actually be moved around the room. And you think about that, you know, carnival is just that. It's a moving showcase.
So fascinating. So I do just want to let our audience know, because I didn't introduce your position, but you're the resident designer and you do the design and development for the entire show, right?
I do design development, and I control all aspects that are fashion and runway.
Awesome. So fun. So can you, I mean, obviously, because you're dealing with the designer side, just give us a brief on who we'll be showcasing. Can you give us some teasers?
Jesus. Well, this year, you know, obviously myself will be showing as a part of the show. This year is a little different because, as I was telling you before, I'm splitting off my brands. So I have three brands. One is a lifestyle brand that revolves around an actual brick-and-mortar store. And I've just split off my swimwear to a new brand called La Colina, that I'm launching actually at this show. I also have my optical line that will be a part of the show. And aside from that, we have another designer that's local that is a jewelry designer, but he's also a fashion designer that will be showing at the show. And as well as two other designers that will be showing. And at the moment, I'm going to keep that sort of as a
top secret. You have to be there to see. Right. Awesome. All right. So now we're going to introduce the resident performer and showcase director, Martin Rivera. How are you, Martin?
I'm great, Jackie. Hello to everyone. Hello. Like we like to say in Latin America, saludos. Hola.
Love it. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the world of performing. Tell us about what you do.
Well, it's something that I've actually been doing quite a long time since obviously being a child. I am originally from Puerto Rico, from the Caribbean islands. So it's something that obviously was throughout my childhood. But it didn't really sort of evolve until I started to get into dance companies and performing quite a long time.
Awesome. So how did you get together with Artiste to make this whole infusion happen?
Well, you know, like they always say, a great idea begins with a martini, okay? As Artiste explained, we really kind of just talked about what both our industries, like what they provide guests and how they are, you know, very, very highly exhibited back in Latin America or in the Caribbean, and especially when it comes to destination travel and that whole destination entertainment experience, which is what infusion really is about.
Interesting. So what is your involvement for the show? What are you going to be doing?
I do all the, I handle pretty much everything that has to do with performances. So you're looking at dealing with dance companies, actual live performers, band members, musical DJs, sound system, etc. So my role is to really push that, you know, that music, the level of performance and art within the showcase part of Infusion.
Awesome. So how many performers are there going to be?
Right now there's pretty good amount of people. There's probably about 7 performances.
Wow.
And we have an amazing live salsa band involved, which is Orlando Vatempul. And then we also do have, like, live percussion by a local Dominican artist, and obviously an amazing DJ from Boston, Rob Swab, who is just beyond amazing with social music, which is what we're highlighting at this year's Infusion, which is highly level samba, soca, bachata, salsa, and all that Latin flair and music that is going to really elevate the experience.
Love it. That sounds so, so fun. You must be so excited. So you were on the original team from last year?
Yes.
Very fun. So.
Yes.
Well, it's very exciting what you're doing. I really can't wait to see the turnout of all of this. So we're going to move on to Sarah, who is the marketing and managing director. Sarah, how are you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Great.
So you and I connected originally to bring your whole team together, which is so fun. So tell us a little bit about what you do for Infusion.
Sure. So my main role is I manage and direct all of our large events for Providence College for our alumni. So my background is in event management and marketing with some of those large-scale events that we hold at the college. And I also went to school for that at Johnson & Wales University for their graduate program. So my area falls underneath doing everything related to, you know, putting the sponsorship packet together, sending it out to all of our different sponsors, and that's really become an overall team effort as well. So I will be responsible for all of the follow-up communication. We do our swag bags, which Artiste mentioned, for all of our VIP guests. So I'm responsible for getting all of that together and making sure everything, we have some fun things going in the bags for our VIP, all of our VIP guests. That night, I'll be on the floor handling all of our VIP seating and making sure all of those seating arrangements are taking place, making sure that it's being marketed across multiple venues on different event websites, you know, working with the Providence Tourism Council, really just trying to get our event the widest reach that we can, which is one of the reasons I originally reached out to you to see how we could partner together. So really that's kind of my.
So you're the back and the front end. You're the connector.
Yes, it's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Connector.
Yeah. I feel like each one of you, though, like, is a connector in your own areas, you know? It takes a full team to do it.
So, yeah, we have a really strong team, you know, from what Sarah was saying, you know, kind of all, you know, we cover our own bases, but we're also kind of, like, bleeding to, you know, cover other areas as well.
Right. Well, everybody has their specialties and what they're good at, so you take their strengths, you know? That's teamwork for you. So Pearl, we haven't gotten to you yet. So Pearl is the event planning and catering director. How are you today?
Hi. I am doing very well. How are you?
Good. So tell us a little bit about your role in the Infusion event.
Sure. So for everyone who is listening, please be jealous because I have the dream job. Basically, I get to combine my two loves of fashion and food to create a unique and remarkable experience for our guests for the evening. So my background is in high-end fashion. I was a personal stylist for Nordstrom for several years, as well as a background in catering and event planning. So basically what I do is I collaborate with local talented restaurants and food businesses, and we come together and we are going to be creating a unique and dynamic and flavorful experience for our guests for the evening. So our teams and our team had this really unique concept of combining really unique, bold Latin flavors to create a really great spread for our VIP reception and also our late night reception. So I've designed and developed this really unique concept and partnered with other local food businesses to create, you know, something that will keep us a surprise for now, but those who will be attending are in for a party in their mouths.
Party there and party inside, right? Party inside and outside.
Yeah. Everywhere. We're all about parties.
That's awesome. Very cool. So can you give us a layout? So is it like past apps and then like dinner, or give us a little bit more of an elaboration?
Sure. So, you know, Infusion to Carnival, it's really all about a party. So how we decided to go about showcasing this is for the VIP reception, we're having a custom spread of different hors d'oeuvres provided by Patois Catering and created by myself and my team at Delphi Catering and Events. We'll also be having some really delicious Latin-inspired desserts by Delicious Desserts. And then for the late night reception, we are bringing in a new food truck to the Rhode Island scene called Red Roof. And we're collaborating together to create a Latin-inspired tapas menu that will be featured for the evening.
So fun. It's like a full night of food and celebrating and watching, yeah, too, because there's so much going on.
You can't have a good party without good food.
It's so true. So, Artis, you might be able to answer this question. Can you tell us the layout of the event? Like, what's the setup? So you get there, there's cocktail hour.
We're kind of just building off of what we started last year, which was a concept that worked really well. Second installment, we're actually going to have a one-hour reception, VIP reception for our VIP guests, in which, you know, they get to enjoy, as Pearl was saying, great food for, you know, an hour, you know, wine, beer, and great food, and any of our sort of general guests that get to take part in, you know, the sort of venue type elements of the space. So we'll have, you know, a vendor merchant area. You'll have all the chairs set up, and they can certainly take part of any other things that we have set up at that area for them. You know, we're still working on that part, but the one thing that we do have nailed down is our VIP reception, which Pearl is going to be spearheading this year.
Awesome. So how does it work though in terms of like the fashion show? Maybe Sarah, you want to take this from here. So tell us a little bit about, you know, because you were saying there was dancing on the runway and then there's walking, like fashion, right? Like tell us a little bit of like that setup.
Right. So all the guests arrive at, you know, at 5 o'clock, and as Artis mentioned, there's a one-hour VIP reception for our VIP guests.
Uh-huh.
The venue will be open for all of our other guests to come and start the evening. 6 o'clock is when the runway will start, so everybody will go to their seat.
Prepare to have all your senses tantalized until 12 o'clock at night.
That's awesome. Did Al come on the line, by the way?
No, not at the beginning. He was not able to make it tonight. He got caught up in another meeting.
Okay, so just for our listeners, you know, Al is the operations director. So, I mean, Martin, do you want to give a little background on what he does?
Yes, definitely, of course. So Al also plays a big part. I think he also partners up, obviously, with each of us in his own way, and he handles a lot of pretty much the interpersonal stuff that has to do with media, and he works probably closest with Sarah with that and looking for sponsorship and really tying in bigger support. What we did this year that we didn't do last year is we're partnering up with a lot more sponsors. A lot more businesses have taken interest in Infusion this year and have really wanted to become a bigger part and just some bigger support within our event. And Al has actually played a big instrument. He's been very instrumental with that, with really getting these to tie into us.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's what me and Artis were saying, but it's like everybody just has their specialty and they bring it to the table, and that's what makes your event so successful, you know, because you take your strengths and then you all help each other where you aren't as strong.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Artis mentioned something important that for everyone to really understand is, like, it's a lot of people tend to label it either as a party or an after party. Infusion is a lot more than that. It's really interactive. It's a production in itself. And it really enhanced the experience for any of the guests attending, like from food to cocktails to performances to clothing to runway to jewelry to businesses involved. It is really an eclectic event that we encourage literally everyone to support, not just only in Rhode Island and Providence, but really more, bringing more of that. And Sarah also touched upon that we're working with, you know, also the tourism in Providence that really also will connect us at a larger scale to really make sure that Infusion is really exposed to a larger market.
That's so awesome. I think what you guys are doing is so different. So I really think, like, this will continue to be super successful. So congrats on that.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, one thing that we didn't touch on, just to mention briefly, is, you know, even though Infusion, you know, we're right now incorporating sort of professional dancers, professional designers. The mission and the overall concept for Infusion, you know, moving forward, is to incorporate more, if you will, sort of young talent, give them opportunity to give them a stage to perform their craft and talents before an audience. So that, we have a larger mission that we're striving for within.
Right. So you basically give them a platform when they don't normally, you know, might not have that opportunity, is what you're saying.
That's right. And, you know, our sponsors and our supporters, they're there to help, you know, young designers, young talent that wouldn't have the financial means to actually be a part of these type of productions. You know, they come on board and help us to, you know, give these, you know, young talent opportunity to do that from an audience.
Right. That's so awesome, Artis. That was very, very cool. So before we close out, let's just remind our listeners what Infusion is. And then, you know, we can get into all the ticket sales and exciting stuff about how people can get involved.
Well, Infusion is a meld of fashion and performances. And what we try to do is incorporate a wide range of local talent, being in the arts, musical, performance, theatrical, by any means, anything that is in the city that can add to creating a fully infused sort of showcase of local talent. And right now what we're doing is we're bringing together local designers for Fashion on the Runway to fulfill a resort look. And we're bringing together Latin dance talent, groups, and professional performers to put on performance showcases to help reinforce a night of fashion and flair, if you will, of, you know, just complete, like, cultural talent.
Right. Awesome. Very cool. So where can people get tickets? Sarah, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So you can purchase tickets for Infusion on Eventbrite, and the link to the Eventbrite is on our Facebook page, which is, you just put in the search Infusion Collections, so facebook.com /infusion collections. That will take you to our infusion page, which has the link to the Eventbrite for tickets.
Awesome. And what's the difference between VIPs? So they get there early, they get their VIPs, they have a whole separate section, and they get swag bags, right? Is that basically the premises of what that entails?
Yep. So they get an hour of complimentary food and beverage, so hosted bar and food, and they get seating on the runway, and they get the swag bag.
Awesome.
And they also get interest into nightlife as well.
Fabulous. That's a great deal. So everybody definitely needs to go check out Infusion. It's going to be so amazing. Is there a specific dress attire?
Sarah?
Dress attire, obviously, you know.
Fabulous.
Fabulous,
fashionable,
yeah.
Right? Where's the stylist, Pearl? How should people dress? How should people dress, Pearl?
Fabulous. in a nutshell.
Everybody can call Pearl. Pearl will style you for the event.
Yes, absolutely. I am taking free consultations from now.
Awesome. Okay, guys, this was awesome. And Artis, you know, just to kind of close out, what are some goals you have for Infusion? I mean, I know when I was talking to Sarah prior to our, you know, interview that you guys, you know, soon hope to be a nonprofit.
Right. So it goes back to what I was saying before. Our goal for Infusion is to give local and new talent a platform to showcase their craft
in front of
a public audience.
That's so awesome. I really think you guys are going to go super far with it, and I wish you the best of luck. And everybody go check out Infusion Collections. It's Infusion Collections on Eventbrite, right, Sarah, you said?
Well, on Eventbrite, it's under Infusion 2 Carnival.
Okay.
So if they search on Eventbrite, Infusion 2 Carnival, or they can go to our...
Facebook page.
Our handle, which is Infusion Collections.
Perfect. All right, everybody, definitely go check it out. It's going to be a night to remember, and you're not going to want to miss out on that. So it's such a pleasure to have you all tonight. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us, Jacqueline.
Of course. It was a pleasure connecting with you all, and I can't wait to connect again. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in to our first official episode of Next on Scene. Infusion 2 Carnival is next on scene, so be sure to check them out October 22nd in Providence. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@gzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at GZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.